Praise the Lord. That was a little weak, guys. Praise the Lord. Awesome, awesome, awesome. That's much better. Thank y'all for that. And I heard y'all out there in Facebook land, as I've heard some people call it. I'm losing stuff up here. But anyway, so glad to have you today. Each and every one of you, you look awesome this morning. Amen. And those that are watching by Facebook today, we welcome you also. We are so glad to have you. And at this time, I ask you to get out your cell phones. Everybody, get out your cell phones. And I ask you at this time, if you will, share this service on your Facebook page. Amen. We want to do something for Jesus, don't we? We want to do something for the Lord. And that is actually a big thing that you can do for Him. You might look at it as a small thing, but it is a big thing to Him to get His word out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this time I want to speak a word, a blessing over you. Do you like blessings? I do too. Amen. And the word of God is a blessing to all of us. Hallelujah. So in John chapter 10, verse 27, it says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So I declare in the name of Jesus that you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd, and a stranger's voice you do not follow. I declare you are consciously and unconsciously led by the Spirit of God, led in right paths, led according to the perfect will of God, according to the perfect timing of God, not ahead and not behind, but right on time. I declare no weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. I declare your spirit is strong, your emotions are settled, your mind is sharp, and your body is healed. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You are like a tree planted by the rivers of water who bear much fruit in your season, in their season. Your leaves do not wither, and whatsoever you do shall prosper. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Amen. God is good. I'll turn it over to Pastor at this time.
Well, y'all know it is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor.
whatever you are.
Look at your neighbor, smile at your neighbor, point at your neighbor and say, I came.
To receive.
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day. And I declare.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive.
God's good word. This day.
And I declare.
I'll never, ever be the same.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to move this one. Praise the Lord. I'm excited. I mean, God is moving, isn't He? God is on the move. God is doing things. Praise God, He is doing things. You know, a lot of times we look at our situation sometimes that seem negative, but you know, we serve a God that turns things around for good, don't we? He always turns things around for good for His people. So that is is good news today, isn't it? Amen. So we're talking today about ask God, asking God about everything. And I want to begin in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, and this is the Message translation. It says, "I don't think the way you think. The way you work isn't the way I work. For as the sky soars high above the earth, so the way I work surpasses the way you work. And the way I think is beyond what you can think." Well, I'm so thankful today that God thinks way ahead over me. Amen. He surpasses anything that I can think of. Anything that I can do, God surpasses that. And praise God, the way God does things, the way God works things out, if you're in the middle of something that you've got to make a decision on, a direction that you need to take, how many of you know we need God's direction? We need His instructions to get us to the best person, to the best thing, in the best direction. Amen. He always has better for us. And so, you know, I lean on God. I don't lean on Sharon. Amen. I lean on God because He'll give me the best. See, we don't want to settle for second best. We don't want to settle for just okay. You know, that'll do. You know, I have done that many times, and I've had to have my steps straightened out. You know, it's so much better for us to walk in the right direction so we don't have to have our steps straightened out. Amen. Hallelujah. And we pray that over our children, too. I say our children. That's our son and daughter-in-law. She's my child now, whether she knows it or not. She is entered into the family, so she's my child. And so we pray that, you know, their steps are ordered of the Lord, and their steps do not have to be straightened. Amen? That means they're walking on that path that God has for them to walk on. Amen? And so, you know, when we have a decision to make, we want to go to God first. We want to ask Him first because God's ways are better than our ways. Amen? And so it's important before we make a decision to go to God first and then wait on His instructions. You know, we get in a hurry, don't we? We want the Burger King way, don't we? Amen? And so we want to go to Him and get the best direction for us to go in, the best answer. You know, He goes before us if we will ask Him. That's right. But if we don't ask Him, we are on our own. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be on my own. I tried that path before, and it didn't work. Amen? I want to go on God's path. And so sometimes when we're facing situations and we don't know what to do, we're in a good spot. We're right where God wants us to be. Amen? We think that we need to be, you know, on top of everything. But God wants us to depend on Him. He wants us to trust in Him in every situation in our lives. Amen. So, you know, God will give you the instructions. He knows the best way to handle things. You know, a lot of times we think we know how to handle it all, or that we should, you know, handle it all. But no, that's not where God wants us to be. He wants us to depend on Him. You know, but how many of you know that God always does everything the right way? Amen? He does everything the best way. He wants the best things for His children. Amen? And He has an answer for everything. Praise God. So it's important to go to God first and seek His instructions every time. You know, God doesn't do the same thing every time. He has a best way in every situation. So we got to go to Him every time. But you know, David faced this kind of situation. The Philistines had come up against him and his army, and they're threatening, you know, to attack them. And so in 2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 19, I want to read from the King James Version. It says, and David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I go up to the Philistines? Shall I go up? Wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into thine hand. So here David, he had fought a lot of wars already. He had been in battle many times. But here he was, the Philistines are threatening them. And he doesn't think, well, you know, I've done this before, I've got this. No, he inquired of the Lord, amen? He did not just assume that he's going to win this battle because God, you know, he's God's child, you know? Does that mean that, you know, we can assume that God is going to win our battles because we are a child of God? We have got to go to Him first. We've got to inquire of God first. No matter how many times you face the same situation, God will not do the same thing in the same situation. Amen? He'll do things differently. There again, it goes back to depending on God, not depending on ourselves. Amen? And then a short time later, here comes the Philistines again. They come up against David and his army again. And so, you know, David didn't assume again that God was going to handle it. You know, that he didn't assume that God was going to do it the same way. But he knew again. He said, went to God again. He inquired of the Lord. And he said, this time the Lord said, thou shalt not go up. Same situation. Same thing going on. Philistines are back. Have you ever had the Philistines that come back a second time? Maybe a third time and a fourth time? We have to inquire of the Lord every time. We can't assume that God's going to take care of this or handle this in the same way that he handled it the first time. Amen? So God told, the first time God told David, he said, go up. You know, and he said, he asked the Lord, will you deliver me from the enemy into my hand? And the Lord told David, go up. I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hand. But this time, when David asked the Lord, inquired of the Lord said, you will not go up. So the Lord gave David different instructions this time. God may give you different instructions, amen? Even when you're facing the same situation, he may give you a different way. He may give you a different approach. He may use other people. You know, he may give you different connections. He may use other people in this situation that you are dealing with, amen? Ask God. Ask God. You know, have you ever gotten the cart before the horse? When we don't go to God first, that's what we're doing. And how many of you know that there's not a good outcome when the cart is before the horse? It is a mess. You'll end up in a ditch. Right. Amen. So we don't want to do that. God's ways are not our ways. And his way will give you the victory. His way will... Let me say it this way. His way will always give you the victory. Always. So when the Israelites were in the wilderness, same situation. You know, the Israelites, they're wandering around in the wilderness. And they need water. So they go, you know, they like to complain a lot. So they go to Moses, you know, and say, we need water. You know, where are we going to get water out here in the wilderness? So Moses goes to God. You know, what do we do in this situation, God? There's no water out here in the wilderness. God says, strike the rock. And so Moses struck the rock, and water came flowing out of that rock. Amen. God can do things. He can take the hardest situation, the driest situation, and he can cause water to gush out of that situation. Amen. Hallelujah. So then another time, later on, they needed water again. And so God told Moses this time, he said, speak to the rock. But Moses did not speak to the rock. He struck the rock again. But guess what? There was no water coming out of the rock. Amen? And so it is important to follow God's instructions. Amen? Follow his directions. Sometimes, you know, the enemy will come along and say, well, you know, this is a better way to do it. He's not going to say he's the enemy. You're just going to have this thought come to your head, well, this will be a better way to do it. That is what the enemy is trying to get you off course, trying to get you in the ditch, amen, trying to lead you down the wrong path. So we have got to just forget how smart we are sometimes. And we've got to go, we've got to inquire of the Lord. We cannot forget that God has the best way, that his ways are higher than our ways, that his thoughts surpass our thoughts. So when those second thoughts come like that, you've got to discern, was that the enemy telling me to do that to get me off course? Amen? And God will give you confirmations. He will confirm the direction, if you are still asking God for His direction, amen, wanting God to work the situation out. You know, a lot of times what it is we get in such a pickle sometimes that we are pressured. We are pressured to do something quickly. But you know what? When we are asking God first and we are trusting God, He will work it out in His, in the right time. See, He can speed times up. We think we've got just so long to get this thing done. I've got like 24 hours. This has got to be done. Well, when we're looking to God and depending on Him, He can stretch time. Amen. He knows how to stretch time in our favor. Amen. When He's working for us and we're leaning on Him and depending on Him, He's going to work out all the little details. Amen. Even the details of time. So just put your faith and your trust in Him. So, you know, it was the same situation with Moses, you know, but God, he struck that rock. But God gave him different instructions, you know, speak to the rock. Speak to it this time. And guess what? When he spoke to it, nothing happened because he didn't obey God. He didn't follow God's direction. So it's very important. Get His instructions first and follow His instructions. Don't think, oh, I know this would be a good way to handle this situation. Mm-mm. Quit thinking. So all I can say is quit thinking. You know, we do that a lot, don't we? We start thinking of stuff and we're not trusting. We'll ask God, God, show me what to do in this situation. And then we'll lay in bed. You know we need our sleep. And we start thinking of how we can fix this, how we can handle this situation. We took it back out of God's hands. Just tell yourself, talk to yourself, amen. I talk to myself, and I tell myself I need my sleep for my health. For my mental health, I need my sleep. For my physical health, everything about me, God, I give this situation to You. I've asked You to handle it. Show me what to do. Give me the direction. Show me what the best way that You have for me to do this situation. And then if God is not big enough to handle that, He can handle any kind of situation that you're in. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too big for Him. We've just got to know that He's got it. We got to know that He's taking care of the situation, and He knows the right time to do it, and He has the right people to be connected with. Amen? And so when those thoughts come to you, tell yourself, you deserve sleep. You deserve your rest. I've given this to God, and I'm not going to lose my sleep. I like my sleep, don't you? Amen? Pastor knows I like my sleep. So he said a bomb could drop and it wouldn't wake you up. So, and that's pretty much the truth. When my alarm went off this morning, I would not have woke up if my dog had not woke me up. That alarm was irritating her, so she woke Mama up. Thank God. Y'all might not be hearing me right now. But it's important to go to God first. It's important to get His instructions first. God wants us to depend totally on Him. Amen? Totally on Him. And He will work it out. So, you know, God is so vast. We can't even comprehend the vastness of the Lord. He knows the beginning of your situation to the end of your situation. And He knows exactly how to handle it, exactly how to work it out. Praise God. And He does it so much better, so much greater than what we could ever come up with. He knows the right people, the right contacts that you need. Amen? He knows the best way. He always knows the best way. But God knows how to get you to the right people. You know, we even worry about that. If God gives us that confirmation, I've got this, I've got it handled, I'm working it out, I've got the right connections, you know, we still, you know, we're like, oh God, You know, I got to have this by in the morning. I've got to have the right connection. He has the right connections at the right time. So if you'll seek God first, listen to His instructions, and obey. Amen? Hallelujah. And obey. So when you ask God to direct you, you're taking the first step to your breakthrough. That's the first step, amen, asking God, going to Him first. It's the first step to your miracle, amen. It's the first step to your victory. It's the first step to your blessing. Too many times we miss the first step, and that is the most important step, is that first step, going to God first, asking Him for His direction. You know, God wants to help us. He wants the best for us. He's just waiting for us to ask Him. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor, you can come up at this time.
Get your Bibles, if you will. And that was so good. That was rich. That was rich. Go to Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord completely. Do not think that you understand things well enough for yourself. Whatever you're doing, remember that the Lord is with you. Then He'll show you the right way to go. In the King James, it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Now, some people trust the Lord as an afterthought rather than a first thought. They solve all of their problems through logic, reasoning, or cash. Now, here's the revelation I got. If you're throwing cash at your problems without praying, the devil will steal your cash. And I'll show you how it was shown to me. I know I've told this story before. I don't think I've ever told this part of the story. Okay? A few years ago, we had a problem with our car, the SUV, and took it to get it checked out, and I thought it was something very minor. I wasn't expecting anything bad from it. They checked it out, and we were out shopping. He called us. He said, it's going to be about $3,600. That was a shocker for me. Now, we had just got, I don't think I've ever told this before, but we had just got our tax return, and it was about $3,600, $3,900, something in that range. I knew we had the cash to do it. Now, here's what I got. I realized, I got the revelation that the devil was trying to steal the money that God was trying to put in our account to keep us from being under pressure. But, you just throw money at the devil, and you throw money at this problem, and you throw it at that problem, and you don't pray, and the devil will take everything you got. I mean, you're going to have to pray and stand against some stuff. And we both realized, this is not right. No, you know, because I've said before many times, well, the money's there just when it needed to be there, isn't that wonderful? And that is the case sometimes. But sometimes it's because of the devil. Because he knows what you just got, and he wants every bit of it. Can you understand what I'm talking about? And so we decided we're gonna wait a day or two. I asked the guy, I told him, I said, we're going to wait a day. We'll leave it with you for a day or two and just sit there, we'll figure out what to do. He said, okay, that's fine. So what we were going to do is pray, and that's what we did. We prayed. We told the Lord everything about this situation. And as we were praying, I said to Pastor Sharon, I told her, I said, you know, there's been so many things that I've done too fast, and it's cost us money. But, you know, that was when my transition started from, you know, fast, faster, and fastest to slow, slower, and slowest. My transition started then, and I'm even getting slower now. I'm very slow now. Y'all have no idea how slow I am now. But anyway, so we were praying about it, and we didn't get anything right off the bat. And, you know, I'm going to have to call him in another day and tell him we're going to do something. And so I told her, I said, I want to do this different. She said, what do you want to do? I said, if we hear something, we're going to obey it, of course. But if we don't hear something, we got two cars. We're going to take this car and we're going to park it. we're not going to make a move till we hear from God. We ain't doing nothing. We ain't touching it. We ain't not letting our logic kick in and do it. Said, not a chance. We're just going to thank God that He's got the answer and He'll reveal it. Well, after I called the guy and I told him, I said, you know, we may leave it. He said, you can leave it one more day. I said, that's fine. I'll let you know tomorrow. And, you know, we'll either pick it up or whatever. So during the night that night, I had a dream and an impression of a couple of different things. One is that it had to be God telling me this, because He said, I want you to go in there to this dealership, and I want you to tell them, I want you to ask the guy that you've been talking to, I want you to ask him, where would you take your car and get it fixed? His boss is with him. He works on the counter with his boss. I mean, if that ain't about the stupidest thing I've ever heard of anybody asking anybody to ask, I said, Lord, please don't make me ask Him that with all these people in there, you know, because that is foolish. But God knows better than we know. Okay? And I had another impression when I woke up. I said, the place that we're supposed to take it is within a quarter mile, half mile of this place. We're not familiar with the area. I had an inward knowing. There was just something that rose up in me, and I just knew it. I'm not talking about somebody told me. It's just an inward knowing. That's what the Bible tells us about. And I had an inward knowing. It's within a quarter mile, half mile. I knew it. So I said, I'm going to do it. I said, it may look foolish, but I'm going to do it. So we went to the dealership, and I went in there. Same guy I'd been talking to on the phone. I said, where would you take your car if you were going to get it worked on? And he like scratched his head for a second. Said, huh? I said, where would you, if you were me, where would you take your car? Now he's surrounded by all these people that work with him. He said, well, he said, I'd take it down the road. He said, about a quarter of a mile, half a mile down the road. He said, there's a little oil change place. Now I would never, ever, ever took it to an oil change place to have my car worked on. But this was the wisdom of God at this point. And I said, okay, what's the name of it? And he told me the name of it. He said, it's quarter mile, half mile. The minute he told me the distance, I knew. That was my confirmation. I'd heard from God both ways, and I knew it. So we did. We went there. He said they're trying to build a name for themselves by doing stuff in integrity and working on things and at a real reasonable rate. I mean, God was just setting me up. So we went down there and we gave it to them. The guy called us. He said, I've got some bad news. I said, okay, give it to me. He said, it's going to be about not quite $1,000 to do everything. Okay, now, I'm not the best on math, but here's my math. $3,600, not quite $1,000. I like this one so much better. Not quite $1,000. You understand, the devil ain't got all my money. You understand, because we prayed about it. I said, I think that'll be fine. I said, you guarantee your work? He said, we sure do. And they did. There was one little bitty thing, nothing. They fixed it in no time flat. I'm talking about it was just a God thing all the way. Now, you can say what you want to, but we took it to the Lord, and He overrode our natural thinking. I've got one more to give you. I didn't know how I was going to do this until you did it, and I'm so glad you did it. We were in Branson, Missouri. We went to see Keith Moore and Kenneth Copeland. Doing a meeting in Branson, and we went a day or two early, and we were going to go to like one of the theater shows, family theater shows, and it was glory to God. I don't like spiders and snakes. That's the song that he had back in the 70s. I know, y'all ain't that old. Derek, you should know that. Now, it sounds like him, though. It does. He has a lot of stuff that sounds like that. Anyway, we went to this guy's theater, and the car broke down. It was a different vehicle or whatever, broke down in his theater. We only got to go in the lobby and just, you know, we were going to do stuff, but we got to figure out what to do with the car because it was messed up. And so I found out that the Toyota dealership was 60 miles from where we were at. And I said, we're going to have this car towed. And I'm in the middle of nowhere in Branson, And I'm thinking, money. Maybe y'all wouldn't be thinking like that. But I was thinking, they're going to be looking for a lot of money to tow this car, and we don't know what's wrong with it. And I have all these thoughts flashing through my head. And like Pastor Sharon just said, God doesn't do the same thing every time. He'll give you a different game plan. And I was, you know, we're back at the motel. We had to catch a ride back to the motel, and then we're going to rent a car the next day. And during the night, I'm awake, and I'm concerned about this situation. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And the Holy Spirit really just started dealing with me, and He said, I want you to start praising. I just want you to praise the Lord all night and tonight. Don't think about this situation. I just want you to praise. Just praise. Just praise. So silently, well, not so silently, but so as not to wake Pastor Sharon up, because you know how she loves her sleep. I just thought that was a good little insert. she didn't get very much sleep. But it's funny, I was praising the Lord, praising the Lord, praising the Lord. Well, you know, if you praise the Lord any length of time, you'll get over in the Spirit. And I did. I got over in the Spirit. And the next morning, now I'd praise the Lord a lot that night because I was worried. I was worried bad. And I was in the Spirit, and I knew everything's going to be okay. I don't know how it's going to be okay, but everything's going to be fine. So I get out the phone book. You got to do natural stuff. Going to have the car towed 60 miles. Going to have to call and get somebody with a rental car for us, and they're going to have to bring it to the hotel. So I'm just looking in the phone book, and one of them says they bring it to the hotel. So I said, that one looks like the good one to me because we got to have it done. We had prayed about the situation. We covered it in prayer, and that's all we could do. Well, the guy came and got us and whatever and took us back to the theater, and he said, you broke down at this theater. It was Jim. Yeah, that's it. Jim Stafford. Jim Stafford Theater. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, did you see the show? And I said, no, we didn't get a chance to see it. You know, we saw how the theater looks on the inside and stuff. It was really nice. And the guy, he said, I'm his nephew. And I said, huh? He said, yeah. He said, I worked for him for all these years. And as a matter of fact, I just left him. And I'm going out on my own now in this other job. But he said, yeah. He said, so you guys didn't get to see the show or anything? I said, no, sir. He said, you're still going to see the show because I'm gonna put you free tickets at will call. And, you know, things just started just lining up. I mean, we went to Toyota, and the guy at the Toyota place said, oh, we're going to cover the where they towed the car. And I was like, say what? I mean, I'm in Branson, Missouri. What is it? Why is he covering it? To get me the, I ain't questioning, you understand. The favor of God and the favor of man. We have prayed about this situation. God will go before you, make the crooked place straight and the rough places smooth. He will, if we put Him first, He'll do things for us that we cannot do. Connections we cannot make because we put Him first. I mean, it was one thing after another, and they found the problem, and it wasn't, I don't know, it was pretty good, but they covered it. We wound up, they even covered the cost of our rental car for several days, half of that cost for the whole time we had it, like 5 days. And they covered half of that. I mean, like, oh my God, we got out with almost nothing spent. And it was just God Almighty that did it. I said all that to say this, pray. Pray first. Pray first. Pastor Sharon, I've got tons of scriptures, but I felt like those two were the examples I was supposed to give. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we know what to do now. Quit thinking and pray.
Amen.
Amen. And that's exactly right. To depend on God. Depend on His directions. Amen. And it's always better than what we can come up with. I don't care how long we torture ourselves and thinking and trying to figure it out. Give it to God, depend on Him, and He will direct your path. He'll give you the best direction for whatever you're dealing with. Amen.
Amen.
And so let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just come to You, Father God, giving You praise and thanksgiving this morning, Father God. We thank You, Lord, that Your ways are so much higher than our ways, Father. And we thank you that you care for us so, so dearly, Father. And Lord, I just ask you, Father God, those that are watching this morning, Father, whatever they are dealing with, Father God, whatever they're facing with, whatever decisions that they're dealing with right now, Father God, that they will just turn those things over to you, Father God, that they will seek you first, that, God, you are the God that doesn't sleep. Father God, you work 24/7. And, Father, we can depend on you. We trust you, God. We cast the whole of our cares on you, Lord, knowing that you care for us. You care for all, everything, the big things and the little things, Father. And we trust you this day, and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I want to read this scripture before we go. Psalms 25 and verse number 4, and it's in the Message. Show me how you work, God. School me in your ways.
Amen.
I like that.
Amen.
School
Praise
me
God.
In your ways.
Yes. Very good.
Glory to God.
Deborah, you can come up at this time.